You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, December 20th, 2016, week 184 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Max Tusker.
And since it's Tuesday, that means we're covering the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays, the day that DVDs used to come out.
I think they still do.
I'm surprised anyone releases DVDs anymore.
I think they still do.
I was talking to a person this week. I went to a GameStop really early, trying to wait for a mini NES, NES Classic.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how we buy video games, and I was like, yeah, I don't even go to GameStop anymore because I was like, all the games are available online. I was like, why would I buy a game in person? He's like, I know exactly what you mean.
Especially because you got to download it. When you get the physical disc, don't you,
you
still
have to, like,
have
install it?
Yeah. So it's the same.
But then when you, like, you can, like, pre-order games and it, like, pre-downloads and you just can't play it until it comes out, which is great to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that is cool because then when it actually comes out, you can just play it right when it comes out.
I mean, I very rarely stay up until midnight to play a video game.
I'm just saying.
At, like,
the fact
midnight.
That you have that option.
Yeah.
But even if you didn't do that, when you woke up eventually, you'd have to install it.
Yeah.
So you're still cutting down on time either way. Yeah.
Anyways.
We got some Cruella news. The Cruella de Vil movie starring Emma Stone as Cruella de Vil. They have a potential director, Alex Timbers, who I think this would be his first feature.
What else is he directing?
Movie. I think this is his first movie. I believe he directed TV show The Leftovers. I believe he directed some episodes of that, and he may be a co-creator.
Whoa,
of it.
The Leftovers on The Leftovers Day?
I think so.
That's crazy. Oh, so. Mozart in the Jungle is what he's known for.
Mozart in the Jungle. Okay, maybe not The Leftovers. That was the one. Mozart in the Jungle.
Yeah. The Amazon series.
I don't believe he's done a feature film before.
He directed Rocky on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. It's weird, man.
Yeah, I'm curious about this movie in general.
Yeah, like, is it going to be young Cruella de Vil? Like, why?
Well, it has to be. I don't think Emma Stone can play, like, that old. I'm guessing it's in the vein of, like, Maleficent. But how do you make her, like, good? Or you can't really...
Yeah, focus on the origin.
But, like, what happens? Are Dalmatians going to be evil in this? And we're like, that's why she hates dogs. Because dogs are dicks to her. I don't know. But they must have some kind of idea. Or they wouldn't make the movie. It just doesn't really fit in line with what they're doing with the other films. Like, ones they're basically doing sharp remake-ish.
Yeah. There's a lot of history on this character. It's crazy.
Really? I know nothing about Cruella de Vil's history.
Yeah, because, like, based on the novel and then in the movie.
So they must have found a story in there.
Yeah.
And I guess they've already done live action 101 Dalmatians.
And in Descendants.
Yeah. So it's kind of like trying to change it up.
I remember one time I met Cruella de Vil at Disneyland.
The character?
Yeah, and she was such a bitch. It was unbelievable. It was so perfect.
In character, so good.
Yeah, I, like, wanted to give her a high five, and she's like, don't touch me. And I was like, whoa.
It's like, this is a weird character to have at a park.
That is insane. Like, how... if I didn't know any better, I would be offended. It's cool.
That's cool.
And
then we got some titles for some movies. The Pacific Rim sequel, it used to be called Maelstrom.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be...
They realized that was too hard for everyone
like,
to pronounce.
People can't say that, including myself. So they're like, we're going to call Pacific Rim Uprising, which is a weird title. But also, I think they're the same studio, Godzilla... sequel has a title, Godzilla King of Monsters.
Instead of Godzilla 2.
Yeah. So that has a title.
Incredibles 2 news. Sam Jackson is in the booth.
Yeah.
Recording his dialogue for...
That's exciting.
It began.
Frozone is back.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to make a Frozen reference? Because they seem to be doing that more in Disney movies. I don't know if they did that in Moana, but where they reference, like in Zootopia, they reference other Disney movies.
I don't think, because it's Pixar, I don't think Pixar references Disney. That's true. And vice versa.
You're correct.
But I could see a Frozen joke getting in there or something.
Let it go. Remember they did that in Zootopia? He was like, this isn't some animated princess movie. You just need to let it go.
Yeah. So I could see, I mean, I feel like that's the go-to now. Anytime there's ice, anything, there's Frozen jokes in there somewhere.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean 5 news. What's her name? Keira Knightley. I don't know her character's name. Oh. Elizabeth Swan.
There you go. You did know it.
Yeah. Is returning to the franchise.
Ah, good stuff.
In secret.
Getting the old...
don't tell anyone.
Getting the old band back together.
Yeah. Pauly.
I mean...
Pauly.
You got to bring them all back. I mean, those are the movie, like...
Those are like the best. Bring back the dog. Bring back the monkey.
Exactly. I really hope Jeffrey Rush's appears. I know.
Yeah,
that's
bring
not
back
confirmed
him too.
Yet, but I love Jeffrey Rush's character.
He can't. He's dead. But
he's dead.
Didn't he die? I didn't see the fourth one.
Or oh,
really
like
the
he's,
third one.
His character the died character. In the first one. Like him as a person's not dead.
No,
right?
He's alive still. I
was gonna check. I was like, he's not dead. I feel like that'd be big news. I really hope that doesn't happen. No, his character died in the first one, too, and they brought him back. You can die in these movies.
But
Jack Sparrow died, too, and they brought him back.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like...
death isn't the end.
Yeah, Jeffrey Rush is still alive.
Yeah. So, yeah, that does not affect these movies, because they have walking ghost pirates and zombies and stuff.
And sea people.
So I think...
fish people.
You can live in any world you want and bring them back.
You know what Jeffrey Rush's middle name is?
John.
Roy.
Okay.
Fun fact.
That was very fun.
Let's talk about this crazy Woody Harrelson movie first.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in London. Woody Harrelson is directing a live movie. Willie Nelson and Owen Wilson will appear as part of a 30-person cast, which will be shot in 14 locations. It's going to be a live movie. They're going to simulcast it to 500 theaters around the world.
That's very
ambitious.
Very,
first
very
of its
interesting,
kind.
Though. Yeah. It does seem very ambitious. 14 locations?
Yeah. So
it's
apparently...
like a, it's like a play, but then
in the real world.
And you're moving. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So the movie idea was inspired by a real-life 2002 incident when the actor spent the night in a police cell after apparently damaging the inside of a taxi in which he was a passenger following a night at Soho Club. Harrison was arrested after police gave chase to a second cab in which he fled. That's a great... It was, Woody Harrelson describes it as the worst night of his life.
Hmm.
And a very soul.
So,
searching.
He's probably playing a character, though, right? I assume he's not himself. I assume this is, like, character.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
How often do you think William... Oh, never mind. He was a character in Dukes of Hazzard. I was like, when do you think the last time Woody Harrelson... Or not Woody Harrelson, Willie Nelson... Oh, they're poker buddies, right?
Willie Nelson? Oh, well, they smoke, so I assume they're
no, but
smoking
didn't we talk about that,
too?
I think during when he was America's Sweetheart, I said that they all live near each other. And
oh, yeah,
poker.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Him and I think.
You
I
did.
Who else. Yeah.
You did. And that's when I guessed it's obviously the guy who plays PETA, of course.
It's obviously, who did you say? It's Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz. Duh. He's buddies with Willie Nelson. We all know that.
Yeah,
they're
musicians.
Music.
Yeah.
Of course.
Don't all musicians hang out together?
I assume they all live on like the same street.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Yeah. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, let's talk about TV.
Oh, we were talking about
movie. So yeah, there's this thing going on in the movie studios and theaters. This is like I think the most motion like the most industry thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
That we've talked about in a while.
Very much so.
So apparently all these studios and these theaters have come to an agreement except for one studio, and that is to shorten the window between television or between theater release and on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to agree to 17 days.
Is this the same thing where it would be like $50 but no?
Yeah, like you pay more but you get to see it at home.
Yeah.
Now, so they said 17 days. So 17 days after a movie's in theaters, they can do it on the service. And then they still have to wait 90 to 120 days to release it on home media, which is like rentals and selling it and streaming it on services for like general. That's not like a per stream, like that's subscription streaming, not like per movie streaming.
Yeah.
But part of this agreement is if they do, if they change to the 17-day window, they can't change the 90 to 120-day window for 5 to 10 years.
Oh. Mm.
And then also Disney doesn't is against this because they do well.
Yeah.
In the long run. Their movies have legs. Yeah.
And they do a lot of kids' movies, so yeah. Those movies generally have
And they have legs. Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, the guys would make the most money already. Like, the status quo is working well for them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal. It's probably, it makes sense. The other studios are like, wait a second. Nobody's coming out to see our stuff.
Yeah. But I was thinking about it, because, like, I'm all for this, honestly. I love going to the movie theater sometimes.
Yeah.
Friday, I loved going to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Because we saw Rogue One in IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great reserve seats. It's a pretty great experience.
Yeah.
You're seeing it with excited people.
Mm-hmm.
However, La La Land, I would say opposite. Not horrible experience, mm-hmm. but less than stellar experience. Like, I think the coloring was off on the screen.
That's always I feel like the story, when it's like a blockbuster movie, I feel like it's always different than when it's like just a movie that I feel like doesn't need a big screen.
Yeah, like I heard a guy talking in the movie theater yesterday. Someone, I think, was taking pictures during like one Emma Stone scene.
Oh, really?
Like there were flashes going off.
Huh.
In the theater.
That's weird.
It's weird that you didn't notice it. And then I thought it was flashing.
I thought it was in the movie.
No, it was not in the movie.
It was not in the movie?
Yeah.
I really did think that was like, it was happening in the peripheral of the movie and they're like taking pictures or something. I don't know. I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah. But I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, how has, like, a movie theater used to be a big deal. I'm turning into a crotchety old man.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And then, like, this is what it's been brought down to.
That's true. Yeah, and I also feel like it won't affect the box office too much, because the ones that people are super excited about, people will go because they want to see it earlier.
You want to see it within the 17 days, and you want to see it with people.
Yeah. And you're losing the people experience if you're out of that 17-day window, because, like, who knows who's going to be huge fans still watching.
And who knows, like, we're assuming everyone, I'm assuming, like, to think that people are going to wait those 17 days and then watch it at home.
Yeah, I don't.
You're assuming that they have like an entertainment system at home that's like well calibrated or more pleasurable to watch at than in a movie theater, where that's not true a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Especially like with IMAX. Like, you can't really compete at home with IMAX.
Yeah. So it's hard. It's really hard to judge without them doing it first, because it's just, you don't know how it's going to. But the 17-day window, I assume, is based on the box office, which is like 3 weeks is like 90% of your money, or however many percentage of your money it is.
But then, and then also, like, we're not factoring in families, which is who it would affect the most.
Yeah,
$50 at home is very affordable compared to taking a full family out to the theater.
That's true. Something you might get more. It's hard to tell. Would you get more? Because then we can just watch it at home.
Because I assume you'd have like 24 hours to watch it.
Yeah.
Which is like the standard or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, with my niece and nephew, I'd be like, yeah, let's watch Trolls.
Yeah. You'd be more opt to watch that stuff if not having to go out.
Because then I'm like, yeah, you guys are crazy people. Going to a movie theater with kids is insane. Yeah. I don't know why people do it.
Yeah.
It's a fool's errand.
Hard to do.
Yeah, because you're like, and then they want candy and stuff. It's easier if you're like, I'll just buy a giant bag of candy at Costco for the same price it would cost me at the movie theater. Make popcorn at home.
Yeah.
Turn on this movie, and then I can pause it also. And I don't have to deal with other kids.
Yeah. Going to a movie with a family sounds like, if you're having to like pay for a family,
it's expensive.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, because even if it's five people and you use the Costco tickets.
Yeah.
Then it's still $50.
And then their food.
Plus popcorn, drinks.
Yeah. A lot of money just to see a movie.
Yeah. And you have to do it on their time. Like, you have to do it on the theater's time. They choose when the movie is playing.
You're right.
At home, I can choose. I can start it now. I can start it in 5 minutes. I can start it in an hour.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's moving there eventually. It's just when it happens. I mean, it's...
Would you be more likely to watch a horror movie in a house?
More likely, yes.
Versus in the theater. I'll tell you, for sure, watching a horror movie in the theater is scarier to me.
Definitely. It's just the sound alone. It's like, I don't like it.
Well, that, and I feel like I have no control over my surroundings.
That's also
because
true.
Someone could just come in and scare me still.
Yeah. True.
We're at my house. I'm like, okay, I can turn on the lights. I can grab a Nerf gun.
Yeah. Like, if you want the ultimate scare, I assume in the theater is the scariest or like you can possibly watch a movie.
In a crack house.
I mean, I guess in a dangerous situation, you can always get worse. But
yeah, you just watch it on your phone in a shooting gallery.
Then that's probably pretty scary.
And then you're like, oh, God, there's people doing heroin all around me.
Why did I do this?
Yeah. Why would I think this was an okay idea? Let's talk about TV now.
Yes. Star Trek Discovery news. We have a lead. Sonequa Martin-Green, who is in the show The Walking Dead, she has been cast as the lead. She is Sasha in The Walking Dead. I don't know where you are in The Walking Dead.
Season 4, about halfway through.
She should be there.
I think I saw her.
She has a brother, her and her brother. They got to the prison. Maybe you haven't got there yet.
Yeah, I was before the prison. I've been there.
Okay, yeah, it's her brother. She, like, they go to the prison first, and then they meet up with the governor, and they're part of his society.
Yeah.
For a little while. So she's
That's like season 3.
Is that season 3? I mix all the
seasons
up.
Season 4 is like they're on their way to the train station.
Okay, yeah.
It's so boring. And then I was telling my coworkers about it. I'm like, they're like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm on season 4. So they're like, dude, just skip to the last two episodes of season 4. I'm like, I can't do that.
You can.
I can, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, it's like, I can't
like
do that.
People tell
but
me just to skip the island part of Arrow, but I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's either watch it or don't continue. Don't go past it. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
That's why it's like some shows are harder to binge watch than others because some are just so boring. But if you do it week to week,
it's okay.
It's easier. But if you're like...
And how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yeah, exactly. When the whole it seems very overwhelming if there's... Walking Dead's a harsh... It's like... 75% boring, 25%
entertaining. That's rough.
But then some of those boring episodes, there's
important
some like character moments or important parts that make it worth the really good moments. So it's a hard ask for that show. And then we got How I Met Your Father update. I know they talked about this shortly after the show.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother ended, and now it's come back up again. But this one, unlike the other one, which would be tangentially connected or something, this one is just like the exact same concept, but like totally different.
Yeah. People. And it's made by the, like, This Is Us or whatever. What is the show called?
Yeah, This Is Us, the NBC show.
Yeah, those writers.
Yeah. So, they're trying to make this show again. I don't know why. I think.
Let it happen. Let what happened happened, and that's it.
Yeah. I think, like, How I Met Your Mother ended in such a way where, like, it lost steam and, like, people were, like, done watching it then. I don't think it's ready. I don't think people... But who knows? I don't know how TV works. People watch The Big Bang Theory, so...
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know how people, like, what people watch or are going to watch. So maybe the numbers on the reruns are still doing well and stuff that people like that concept.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's talk about some UFC news. UFC on Fox 22 happened. There were three major fights. Let's talk about those three fights. Uriah Faber fought in his last fight against Pickett, also known as One Punch. He won by decision, right? Yeah, unanimous decision. Then it was Mickey Gall and Super Sage Northcutt. Mickey Gall won by second round submission. And then third was Paige 12 gauge Van Zant versus the Karate Hottie. What's her real name?
Nobody knows.
I always forget. It's like something Williamson. Vanessa Williamson? Michelle Watterson. So off.
Williamson Watterson, that's close.
Well, I think it was Michelle is what got me the Williamson. And she won by first round submission. And I think Paige, I don't know if Paige Van Sant, I was watching it again today. I don't know if she tapped out or not. I think she might have just like gone to sleep. So
damn. Yeah, because it was quick.
It was quick. Yeah, because you were there watching it.
I was.
You were watching me watch it.
Well, we couldn't even see it because it happened so quick.
Yeah, because the guy at Regal is taking so long to scan my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it on my phone.
Yeah.
And I called it. I was like, I bet you there's going to be a... I'm just going to miss it.
And, mm-hmm.
And it happened. Then I did miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Let's see. Aldo Holloway is coming 208 in February.
Mm-hmm.
Rousey Nunez 207.
That's the next one?
No. December 30th, next week.
Got it.
That's like the big one.
Mm-hmm.
December 30th.
That's next, not next week.
It's not this upcoming Saturday, it's the Saturday after that.
Got it.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nick Diaz is supposed to return at 208 as well.
Yeah.
Finally. After a year suspension for fighting. They're saying Robbie Lawler.
Uh-huh.
Which is going to be cool. Because they're saying he doesn't deserve a title shot because he's been gone for so long. And he's finally returning, so that's cool. And then he like did this interview thing for this podcast, and it's so strange because he was like, because he got suspended for like THC in his blood. He's like, yeah, I did smoke a lot of weed that day. Because they're saying like, after the fight, the amount of THC in his blood was as if he like smoked like an ounce of weed in the ring. Like,
it happened or something.
Like, he must have like smoked right before the fight, like a lot of weed, and then fought.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
It seems difficult to fight after that.
I wouldn't know. But
but still, like fighting
under the influence of anything.
Yeah, sounds difficult.
Yeah, I wonder if any fighters ever fought drunk. I know John Jones said he used to black out the week before his fights.
Yeah,
he would go out on a drinking binge so much. That's crazy to me. Like intentionally blacking out.
Yeah,
he's like, but it helped because
that's bizarre.
Yeah.
Huh. Whatever works, I guess, but...
It worked for him, yeah.
Yeah.
But now he's sober, so... on Netflix today, Disorder. Gabriel Iglesias, sorry for what I said when I was hungry. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6. 10% Season 1. The Break, Season 1. Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed Reviewed. We're going to talk about movies and TV shows that we watched. And our discussion. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.